Okay, today is daf Lamed Zayin, chock full daf. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, kol mitzvah, any mitzvah, she teluya ba'aretz, which is dependent on the land. Which land? The land of Eretz Yisrael. What's this Mishnah doing here? Because once we started off with the mitzvahs that you have to do for a father, for a son, this is not such a far-fetched extension. Kol mitzvah she teluya ba'aretz, any mitzvah that is teluy in the land, is dependent on the land. Ain an ohegetz ela ba'aretz, only is mechoyev in the land. V'she'ena teluya ba'aretz, and if it's not dependent on the land, no hegetz, it's no heg, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. Chutz, except for Arla applies in chutz la'aretz, Klayim, the Isser of Klayim, right? Arla is the first 3 years you can't eat the fruit, that applies in chutz la'aretz, Klayim is mixing two seeds together, and Rebbe Elazar Omer, af ha'chadosh, also chadosh. Now, okay. Just a minute.
Why is Kalayim mitzvah tuli amaretz?
Because it's on the land.
I mean, it's literally an agricultural law.
Right. Oh, so that's what the Gemara is going to ask right now. My tuluya uma she'ena tuluya. What does it mean, something is dependent on the land and something is not dependent? What does that mean? Ilema, if you're going to tell me tuluya dichsiv babia, that tuluya ba'aretz means somewhere where it says in the Torah, Kisavou el ha'aretz, or v'haya ki viacha el ha'aretz, something about bia coming into the land, is that what it means? That can't be. V'she'ena tuluya, and if it's not tuluya, deloksiv ba bia, if it doesn't say bia, is that what that means? That can't be pshat. You know why? V'harei tfilin u'peter chamor, tfilin and peter chamor, t'chsiv bohen bia, it does say bia, from the parashas of tfilin. Right? It says bia v'hayki v'yacha. It says that. And vino hegis and petachamor is in the same parsha. Vinoagin be, right, it's a big kasha. What's petachamor doing in your tefillin? If I were writing tefillin, I would not put that in my tefillin. I would not put the mitzvah of petachamor in tefillin. Shema Yisrael, I understand. Vayim Shema, I understand. What's petachamor doing in there? That's a shir in itself. Vinoagin, and it's noeg bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. It's noeg in Eretz Yisrael and a chutz la'aretz. How do you know tefillin is knowing in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz? How do you know tefillin is knowing in chutz la'aretz? How do you know that? Maybe the rule is true. How do you know that tefillin is knowing in chutz la'aretz? Rashi says, you know how you know? Because there's stories in the Gemara that I'm wearing more tefillin. That's what Rashi says. The tefillin ashkechan bekama duchten, we find many places, but Rabbanan Amaroi, but Bavel, the manchi tefillin. Many Amoraim and Bavel wore tefillin. And then Rashi says in parentheses, Petach Amor, Petach Rechem Tala Rechmana. Which Rashi means to say is, why should that make a difference where you are? It goes by a firstborn baby. Petach Amor, why should that make a difference where it is? But that doesn't answer the question. Rashi says because Amoraim did it. We have stories Amoraim wore tefillin. Tosfos asks, who said they were wearing tefillin at Daraisa? Maybe they're just wearing Darabana. Who said? The Ramban says, because it says in the Torah, right, Va'avadata mehera, this is in Vahayim Shema, we say it every day, Va'avadata mehera me'al ha'aretz, right, and then right afterwards it says over there, Vahayil totofos. So even if you're sent out of the land, you still have to put on tefillin. And Petach Amar is learned out from tefillin, because they're together in the parsha of Vahayi Kiviyacha. That's the Ramban's answer. The Yad Ramah says, Hashem told Yecheskel, Pe'erecha chavosh alecha. We're tefillin. Where was that? That was in Chutz La'aretz. And that's not such a good raya. It could be it was a special tzivui about Yecheskel, but that's what the Yad Ramah says. The Shita L'Nod L'Mi says that based on the Ravid, Petach Hamor was already done in the Midbar, where by the Levium, they already had to exchange this psukim there by Midbar, which the Mefarshim explained, they already did Petach Hamor. So they did it. But that's not Eretz Yisrael. That's the Midbar. So, and then we compare Petach Hamor and tefillin, and therefore we get our shita that it applies in chutz la'aretz also, and that's how we hold. We'll get to in a minute doing mitzvos in chutz la'aretz as opposed to doing mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. That we'll get to soon. That's not gonna. Then we're gonna get to the Ramban. There are others worse than the Ramban, more extreme than the Ramban. I think the Ramban is a machmir, more extreme. Even trumas and ma'aser, you should do a chutz la'aretz. So that's what. We'll get to it. I forgot who said that. Okay. So that can't be pshat. So what's pshat? What does this Mishnah mean? It means as follows, what we all thought it meant. Amr of Yehuda hachikam. Here's what it means. Kol mitzvah. Any mitzvah. She chovas haguf. It's a chovam maguf. I have a chovas haguf to wear tefillin. I have a chovas haguf to wear to give tzedakah and to wear tzitzis and to learn Torah and to keep it of aim. All these things are dependent on me. Right? Then, noheges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Then it applies everywhere. But chovas hakarka, it's a chiyuv on the karka. I have to give truance and ma'aseh because it's related to the karka. Then ein noheges ela ba'aretz, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we could talk 2 minutes for chadash. Tosva says on the bottom of lamed vav amid beis, it's the bottom line. Vinira. You see the bottom line on lamed vav amid beis. Vinira, second word. Vinira. The chadash noheg bizman hazeh. Chadash applies bizman hazeh. Ulakach, therefore, yeshli zoher, you should be careful. Sheim yodea bevadai, if you know for sure, shahasaorim nizaru achar zman hakrovas omer, dahainu achar yudvav nisan, if you know for certain that it was planted after the 16th of Nisan, shalo yachamehan, don't eat it. Don't eat it. It's a chadash problem. Tosas did not live in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in France, in Germany, right? The Bali Tosas did not live in Eretz Yisrael. Umisafek, here's the kicker. Umisafek ain leesar kol hasaorim. Umisafek, we're not going to ask for everything. Kivon derov hasaorim nizaru kodem tes zayin nisan. Since the rove are planted afterwards, why? Because it's the summertime. Ubi Yerushalmi nayim ashver dechadash noeg af bishel ovde kochavim. Even if it's not even yours, it could just anybody, even goyim. It doesn't go by you. It goes by the ground. What, right, the parakal fine. Okay, fine, very good. So, Pnei Yeshua says that the 1 second. The Maharish Engel asks, first of all, how could you tell me that misafek you could eat it because of rove? It's a davar sheyesh lo matir. It's going to become mutter. When's it going to become mutter? The next Pesach. So just wait. This is a big machlokes. I don't know how we come down on this machlokes, but we see from here that rove beats davar sheyesh lo matir. I don't have to wait if I have a rove. Right, so maybe it's only that bitl where we say the avashesh lamatirin, but by muksu we say it. Don't eat that egg because it's going to be mutter after Shabbos, after Yom Tov. So it's not even by a bitl that we say that. It's just by it's any time. Any time you have an iser that's going to become mutter one day, we say the avashesh lamatirin, wait. Right, so they ask that question by the egg, right? Why is an egg different than this? Okay. What about the fact that it's kavua, because it's mechza al mechza, because it's standing there in the field? The answer is no. Once you cut it off, and I bring it into the warehouse, it's not kavua anymore. Therefore, I can use a rove. Okay? The Orzeruah, before I get to the Orzeruah, the Rosh quoted his Rebbe, the Rambam Rattenberg, who said, the beer is a spekzveker. You can for sure drink beer. Why? First of all, it's a safek when it was planted. We don't know when it was planted. It's a safek. And even if it's chadash, even if you're going to tell me it's chadash, it's still okay. You know why? Because it's batel b'shishim. Says the Rosh, batel b'shishim, that the barley in the beer is batel b'shishim to the water. Says the Rosh, nobody would drink beer like that. It's the most watered down beer there is. Can't be batel b'shishim, right? Who drink?
It hasn't been the Yankee Stadium.
But it's not batel b'shishim. That's way too small of an amount. Nobody's going to drink that beer. That's water. Is it 59 parts, 60 parts water, one part of hops, whatever it is they make the beer? That's not the Metzias. But even here, even has a more fundamental problem with this Svara. The whole purpose of the hops is to be Nosin Tam. So how could you tell me it's Bashal B'Shishim? The whole concept of Bashal B'Shishim means there's no taste in there. So a tiny drop of milk falls into the chalent. How much milk? It's nothing. That's it. I insulted you. How much beer is in the? How much milk is in that chalent? Now you can't even taste it. So the chachamim mashayer 8:6:1-60. You can't hear the whole purpose of the barley is for the taste. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. And the Rosh argues on his Rebbe can't be that's it's not a set steak to drink beer. You have the regular. So what's the story with chadash? So. The Rif and the Rosh both hold that Chametz Bizman HaZeh in Chutz La'aretz is an Isser Doraisa. And you know who else agreed with that? The Rambam. Rambam agreed. However, there are many, the Arzarua said it's only Aser Midrabanan, and since it's a Safek Darabanan Lakula, it's a Safek, we don't know when it was planted. Today, it's actually the Pasal Tiv Mavara. Most wheat, especially in the United States, I spoke about the bakery. They know when the wheat is grown. They all know today, which is why today in many places they're makban on Yashan because it's so easy to be mavara. It's so easy today. They know. They know when it's cut. They know when it's cut. Anything that grows from the ground. I don't know. Does it apply to apples? I don't know about that. That I don't know. The Arzarua said it's a Safek Darabanan, and Safek Darabanan Lekula. The Magen Avraham said that only places near Eretz Yisrael keep Chadash, but if it's further away, like in the surrounding areas, like in Syria, maybe Egypt, those areas have to keep Chadash, but further away they don't have to. Why he said that, I'm not sure. There's an allusion to it in tomorrow's daf about being close to Eretz Yisrael and being far away. The Taz in Yerodeah said there's no Chadash in Chutz La'aretz because the Tanakhama to our Mishnah didn't mention Chadash. Right? Rabbi Lazar comes along, so you're a Das Yachid. Don't hold like you. You're a Das Yachid. Right? So that's what the Taz held. And it's a big machlokes. What a person should do, you have to ask a Rav. It's not simple. I know that there's a Bach, and there's a story with the Baal Shem Tov that he was wondering why no one keeps Chazash. He had a dream, some story like that. So I know that people try. It's not in the Daf Yomi, we can't discuss Chazash. Just to say what we said and what a person should do. Halacha l'maaseh, they have to ask a Rav. Okay, we have a lot to say. Here we go. Menahani Mili. How do you know that? The mitzvos teluyos ba'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Torah, this is in Parshas, I don't know, Ekev, Eile hachukim, that means, Eile hamadrashos. Those are the drashos that we learn out things in the Torah. Right, the pasuk says, Eile hachukim, v'shmatim asher tishmu l'alas ba'aretz asher, nasan Hashem alokei, avotzecha l'chal l'rishta, kol hayav asher atem chayim al ha'adama. That's the pasuk. So the Gemara is going to darsh in the whole pasuk. Eil ha-chukim, eil ha-medrashah. That's the medrashah. Ha-mishpatim, eil ha-dinim. That's the laws, right? Asher tishmurun zu mishnah. Right? Lasos zu maise. Ba'aretz. It says in the pasuk there, ba'aretz. Yachal, I would think, kol ha-mitzvos, kulan, lo yehudogin el ba'aretz. Only in Eretz Yisrael. It says in the pasuk. All these, the chukim, the mishpatim, the mitzvahs, the maitha, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk continues, kol hayamim asher atem chayim al hadama. No, as long as you're alive, wherever you are. E kol hayamim, if that's true, yachal yu nogin bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. So I would think it's everywhere. Talmud Lomar, but it says ba'aretz. So we have two conflicting drushas. It says ba'aretz, but it says everywhere. Achar shiriba hakasiv umiyot. So there's a ribui everywhere in the world, and it says there's a miyot ba'aretz. Teumad mimasha amar be'inyan. But what does it say right there? This is in the very next pasuk. It says aved ta'avdun es kol hamakomos asher avdu sham. You should destroy all the worshiping places that are there. Right? This is in. It's in Re'eh. It's in Re'eh. Re'eh, Pasuk, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. And then Pasuk Beis says, Abe to Abdul is called Makomas, Asher Avdu Shama, Gaim, Asher Ate Roshtim, Yorshim Osamas, Elokehem, Al Haharim, Haramim, Al Gvod, Fatachas, Kol Eitz Ra'anon. Right? Ma Avodas Kochavim, Miuchedes, Shechovas Hagov. Just like Avodas Zara is a Chovas Hagov, I'm not allowed to worship idols anywhere. Af so to Vinohegas Bain Baritzim Chutz La'aretz Af Kol Shehi Chovas Hagov Vinohegas Bain Baritzim Bain Chutz La'aretz. So too any mitzvah that's the chiddush. Any mitzvah not dependent on the aretz that applies everywhere. But if it's dependent on the aretz, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Idols that's not dependent on the aretz.
But all units, I'm not allowed to worship. Everyone said, I'm allowed to worship? No, absolutely not.
That's the Ramban, a bomb kasha. Wait a minute. This pasuk is not talking about worshiping idols. It's talking about uprooting idol places. That only applies in Eretz Yisrael. There's no din. There's no din to go destroy idol worship places in America. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. Right? It says in the pasuk, Abe Tab Dun is called a Bakomos, I should Avdu Shavagoyim, I should Atim Yorshim Osamas Elokeim, Allah Har Maramim.
What's
going on here? It's not idol worship. We're talking about uprooting idol houses of idolatry. That's all in Eretz Yisrael. How can this pasuk be a makar for the teaching of Chovas HaGufin, Chovas HaKarka? It's only talking about Chovas HaKarka. That's Ramban's kasha. So the Ramban answers three answers to this question. The Ramban answers, it's all true. Everything we're saying is true. 1 minute. There are three answers to this question. The Pachad Yitzchak says, it's true. There's no din the Pachad says as follows. There is a din to uproot idol worship in Chutz Laretz. That's not true. There is a din. What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? In Eretz Yisrael, you have to seek it out. You have a chiyuv to go search for the idols and destroy them. In Chutz Laretz, you bump into something, you should destroy it. You don't bump into it, you don't have to. That's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. That's the Pachad Yitzchak's answer. The Ramban himself says, because it says in the very next pasuk, Lo sasud kein Hashem Elokeichem. Don't do that to Hashem, which the Mefarshim explained to mean you can't make a bama. You can't make a bama. Goyim can have idols whatever they want. Don't do that by Hashem. Hashem is only in the Beis Hamikdash. You can't have a bama. You can't make private worship by whatever you want in your backyard. That applies everywhere. So it is a good makar. And the last answer, the Merome Sada, the Nativ, he says that it's true. Well, he just takes the Ramban a step further. He says the assay of destroying is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's Enechanami. The lav here of not bomb, that's true. But the assay of destroying, maybe it's similar to the Pachad Yitzchak, it's only to go search them out. To go search them out, that you only have in Eretz Yisrael. Right? But the other ones you have all over. The other idea is all over. Okay. Okay, next. Okay, now, what about mitzvos that are not totally in the land, but they only apply in Eretz Yisrael? For example, Egla Harufa, Irani Dachas, what else? Ari Miklat. It doesn't do with the land. They're not agricultural mitzvos, but they only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Right? There's more. Pointing a melech, what else? That's because that's a din of Eretz Yisrael. There's no Ori Miklat in America. There's no Ori Miklat in France. Right? There's no Irani Dachas in France. So is there an idea to do these mitzvahs in Chutz Laretz? Such was a concept? Right? We try to do mitzvahs. We try to do... In economics, in a mitzvah of Osa, is there an idea to do it? Says the Yam Shal Shlomo, why not? What's the downside? Assuming you could have... I mean, it's not shy to have Ori Miklat today. But these mitzvahs are not shaykh. Maybe only the times of the Beis HaMikdash. You could even consider having an Ori Miklat. Because you could have a Beis Din, and we could have the Ori Miklat. We could have an Irani Dachas, even a Chutz Laretz. Such an idea? So the Yam Shul Shlomo says, why not?
See, I don't know if it makes sense. You know, it's in Eretz Yisrael only.
Why? Kill somebody by mistake.
You're in charge of the country. You're in charge of the cities.
Right. It's hard to think of how you're going to do an Egla Ruf in Chutz Laretz. Without a Sanhedrin there. So you have to call them over.
And technically, it's
Chutz Laretz
because you're the minority.
Right. So what I'm driving at is the Chassam Sofer, who lived in a very specific time in Jewish history, who's fighting the Reform movement. He's absolutely not. He quotes a Gemara. We need a Makor in Rosh Hashanah that we could do things Zechel HaMikdash. Right. He was very against change because they were chipping away at the Torah. So we needed the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah as a Makor. How do we know? Can we do things Zechel HaMikdash? What do you need a Makor for that? What, I can't remember the Beis HaMikdash without a Makor? The answer is no. I'm going to start doing mitzvahs. No one ever did that. I never did Ari Miklat and Chutz. I'm going to start doing things that, no, you can't just do that. What's the toilet? So that's why I brought that in. It's been thought of before. It's been tried before. It's all been tried before. Okay, next.
Right.
He brought up Chanukah and Purim. It wasn't so simple just to make new Yom Tovim. No, these aren't Yom Tovim. Ari Mikla, the Chutzla, it's not a Yontif. It's not a brand. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, but Ari Mikla. But it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Can I extend it to Chutzlarts? Some sort of thing, absolutely not. Okay. Okay. Do a little more, then we'll do a few Ha'aras on Chutzlarts. Chutz min Ha'arla v'Haklayim. Except for Arla and Klayim. Now, Ibayelahu. Rebbe Lazar, Lekula Palig or Lechumra Palig? When Rebbe Lazar said, also Chadash, was he being Machmir, that also Chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz, or was he being Makel, that no, Chadash does not apply in Chutz La'aretz? Which one was it? Lechumra Palig, was he being Machmir, Vachi Kamar? Tanakama, the Tanakama said, Chutz min Arla min Aklayim. Arla and Klayim, even though they're agricultural, they apply in Chutz La'aretz. The Hilchas Agamirula, because it's Halachal Moshe Messina, we're going to throw it tomorrow. Afagav the Ikkel Neymar Chovas Karkahi, even though they're Chovas Karka, even though the agricultural mitzvahs, they apply in Chutz La'aretz also. Aval, but Chadosh, says the Tanakama, but Aretz in, but Chutz La'aretz lo. My time of why? Moshav La'acha Yerusha V'yeshiva Mashma. Because it says by Chadosh, it says there, the Pasuk of B'moshav Oseichem, which means only when you have a Moshav. Only when you have a settlement after 14 years, for us the Rebbe Lazar lemeimar, Lazar comes along and says, no, af chadash noeg bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. It applies everywhere. My time of why? Moshav, what does Moshav mean? It means in your settlement. In after the Eretz Yisrael is a yarshin? No. B'chol makom shatim yoshin, wherever you are. So, o dilma, or maybe, lakula palig. Maybe he's going lakula. Why? How's he going lakula? V'hachi kamar. Tanakama says, Chutz min Arla v'Haklayim. Arla and Klayim only apply where? In everywhere. They apply everywhere. Delchus HaGemirila. V'chol shkein chadash. And for sure chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz. For sure it does. The Moshav, Komakom Shatim Yoshim Mashma. Moshav means wherever you're going to be. So no, I don't have to mention that Chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz. Of course it does. V'asa Rebbe Lazar L'Beimar. Lazar comes along and says, Chadash ain't knowing Ela Ba'aretz. Chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Moshav, Lacha Yerusha B'Yeshiva Mashma. Moshav implies, Moshav Oseichem, your dwelling Eretz Yisrael. Umay Af. What does Af mean? What do you mean Af? Also Chadash. Yes, also Chadash. Akamaisa. On the first memra of the Mishnah. If it's a Mishnah, Tulis Ba'aretz, it applies in Eretz Yisrael. If not, not. And Chadash is in that category. So which one is it? Is it L'chumra or L'kula? We're going to say it's L'chumra. But before we say that, just a few Ha'aretz on Chutz La'aretz. There's a Sifri that says, that there's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, Hatzivu L'cha Tziyunim, that you're going to have to make signposts for yourself. Like signs on the highway where you're going. That's what the mitzvot in Chutz La'aretz are. They're guideposts. What does that mean? The Sifri says that. What does that mean? So the Ramban says, it means the whole reason why we do mitzvot and Chutz La'aretz is just to prepare for Eretz Yisrael. There's no toelis. It's unbelievable, Ramban. There's no toelis. It says it in Vayikra. There's no toelis to doing mitzvot and Chutz La'aretz in their own right. It's just to prepare for Eretz Yisrael. That we go to Eretz Yisrael, we should have been doing mitzvot for the past 40 years. I lived in Chutz La'aretz. No, do them anyway. So when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you know how to do them. It's like chinuch. Just like chinuch. It's a Ramban shot. Amazing verse. The Radvaz takes Rabbeinu Hillel says even one step further. Even mitzvahs don't apply in Chutz La'aretz, like Trumas and Mitzvahs. Even that you should do in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Again, not but Tfilin and Talmud Torah and Tzitzis. No, even mitzvahs that apply in Eretz, only in Eretz Yisrael, also do them in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Practice. That's amazing verse. Sorry, the Radvaz says. They even have to be mezak. No, he doesn't learn like this. What does this mean? Take signposts, meaning be mezaris yourself in galus. Don't think there's a mashal. You know, when a guy sends his wife away, he says, "I want you out of here." So are they married? No, they're not married anymore. She goes back to her father. That's it. Like, they're not married. He threw her out. So there's a tzad to say, and the precious Drachim says the same thing. There's a tzad to say Hashem threw us out.
Hashem threw us out.
We don't have to keep the mitzvahs anymore. It's not a relationship anymore. It's over. Right? A lot of people feel that way. No. You have to make signposts for yourself. You keep the mitzvahs. The relationship is still around. What's going on? We're in Golos. It's not the mashal like a wife. Not at all. That's what it means. That's a much more comforting vart. What that means. Doesn't mean that you should say, no, we're not here to do practice. We're here to do the real thing. It's the real deal. What's pshat? Don't throw it all away. Don't throw it all away. Don't think that the relationship is over. It's not over. Okay. So, we're up to the discussion whether or not Rabbi Elazar, by saying Chodesh, was being Mekel or being Machmer. Tashma. The Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Man Tana de Polaga led Rabbi Elazar. Who argues in Rabbi Elazar? Who was the Tana Kami here? Which is an anonymous Tana, but who was it? It was Rabbi Shmuel. It was Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel, now we're going to bring a Brisa, Ditanya. The Brisa is talking about the mitzvah of Nesachim, wine, pouring wine on the Beis HaMikdash. That mitzvah is in Parsha Shlach, and it says over there in Parsha Shlach that, what? It says there in Parsha Shlach about the mitzvah of Yayin on the Beis HaMikdash. Dabro ben Yisrael, v'amartalev, kisvo el eretz moshvo seichem. It says Moshe Voseichem, and it says Kisavou. Kisavou, when you come in, and you're Moshe Voseichem. It says both. What does that mean? So, Lelamdecha, says Rabbi Shetanya, Lelamdecha, why does it say it like that? Shekol Mokom Shnema Bo Moshev, whenever it says the word Moshev, like by Yayin on the Beis HaMikdash, Nesachim, Eino Ela La'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It takes, doesn't kick in for the first 14 years. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael's vart. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, what? Hare Shabbos nerbo moshavos. Shabbos says moshavos. Where does it say Shabbos moshavos? Lo suvaru eish b'chol moshavosechem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Parshas v'yakel. And you know what? For noheg es bein ba'aretim b'chutz la'aretz. Shabbos implies in chutz la'aretz, no? It says moshavos. So the Gemara says, no, amale Shabbos kal v'chomer ischia. I have a kal v'chomer why Shabbos should apply on in Chutz Laretz. Ma Shabbos, ma mitzvos kalos, no regas being baritz, being Chutz Laretz, just like mitzvos kalos, apply in Eretzel and Chutz Laretz, Shabbos, chamir lo kolshkein, Shabbos, such an unbelievable mitzvah, for sure. So, now, mid Amar Abaya, man Tana Polaga led Rabbi Elazar. Since we said, who is the Tana who argues on Rabbi Elazar? And it's Rabbi Shmuel, and what? And it's Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel's being Mekil, right? And so therefore, by Chadash, when it also says the word Moshev, doesn't that mean after 14 years, only in Eretz Yisrael? Only in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel said, whenever it says Moshev, like Nesachim, it applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Nesachim doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, right? Only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Shema Minah, Rabbi Elazar L'chumer Palad. Rabbi Elazar is coming along to argue. No, I'm being machmir. I hold it. It does apply to Chutz La'aretz. Shema Minah. That's a good raya, which is why we have all the discussion about Chadash, because we prove from here that Rabbi Elazar is being machmir. Don't think that there are only two agricultural mitzvahs that apply to Chutz La'aretz. No, there are three. Chadash is the third. Okay. Now Rashi says, where does it say Moshavos by Shabbos? Where does it say Moshavos by Shabbos? Rashi says, Osavaru Eish B'chal Moshavosechem B'yom HaShabbos. Tosfa says. That can't be pshat because that's impossible. Because that pasuk teaches us, what does it mean, Lo-Sivar Esh B'chol Moshe Vosechem B'yom HaShavos? What do we learn from that pasuk? That B'chol Moshe Vosechem you can't light a fire. But in the Beis HaMikdash, you certainly can. You can bring Kabbanos on Shabbos. You can light up the Mizbeach. So that's what we learn from that pasuk. What's Rashi telling me? Tosfos is a different pasuk where it says Moshe Vos by Shabbos. So what's Rashi talking about? Also, we're going to say in Amud Beis that maybe Shabbos is different because it's like a moed. Because Shabbos, the parashat is Emor, Shabbos is listed in the Moadim. V'yakel is not the Moadim. What's Rashi talking about? So the Matna answers for Rashi that Rashi held only after we learn this Kal V'chomer is the pasuk of Moshe Vosechem extra to teach me the Mizbeach. If not for this Kal V'chomer, says the Matna, Rashi would hold that for some reason the mitzvah of lighting a fire on Shabbos, that malacha, would not have applied for the first 14 years. Why would that be? I don't know. Why should that be different? It's different in other respects. It's light, right? We have a havara, it's a little different than the other 38.
And it wouldn't have applied for the first 14 years. It's not since Kal v'Chomer.
It's a wild cheetah. Okay. Now, Michti, wait. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. This machlokas about Nesachim, Rabbi Shmuel Ehechakoi, where was that? What is this machlokas about? This is the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. It's about the mitzvah of Nesachim. But Anesachim, Benesachim bi umoshev ksiv behu. But as I pointed out, Nesachim, it says both. So maybe only because it says both, bia and moshev, it applies only after the Yerusha, right? Because it says bia umoshev. I don't have a moshev yet. I haven't been given my portion yet. Only where it says both, it applies by after 14 years. But if it only says bia, Right? Maybe, if it only says Bia, maybe it applies everywhere, even in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, Hachika Amar. This is what he meant to say. Lamed, Shekal Makom, Shenemar, Bia Umoshav, Eino El Acha Yerushav Yeshiva, Div Rabbi Shmuel. No, you're right. We're changing Rabbi Shmuel Shita to say both. I Hachi, if so, Amalor Rabbi Kiva, Hare Shabbat, Shenemar Moshavos, Vamalei Shabbat Kal V'chomer Hi. Then we had the whole discussion about Shabbos. Namele ana bia moshev kamina. He should have answered back. What are you bothering about Shabbos? I hold bia and moshev. Shabbos only has moshev, right? Lo sevar esh b'chol moshev azechem, or Tosfos is pasuk. There's no bia also. Why, if we're changing Rabbi Shmuel Shita to require both, then why didn't he answer that back to Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara answers. Hach chad ve'od ka'amar. He had two answers. Kamalei chad. First of all, dana bia moshev kamina. First of all, I hold you need both. And Shabbos doesn't have both. The Ode. And if that's not good enough, the Ka'amarta, Re Shabbos, Shnei Moshavos, Shabbos Kal V'Chomer. And you want to tell me that even if you don't hold like me, I still have a Kal V'Chomer. So he's really answered both. So the Gemara says, Demai Kamiflagi, what's the Machlokas about? What's the Machlokas here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? What's the bottom line here? What's this Machlokas about? About Nesachim. The answer is, Bekirvo Nesachim Bamidbar Kamiflagi. Did they bring Nesachim in the Midbar? Private, by a private carbon. Did they bring the Sachem in the Midbar? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, lo kirvu nesachem in Midbar. They never did. Since they never did, it was a brand new Chiddush here. They're coming into Eretz Yisrael, so we could wait 14 years. But Rabbi Akiva Savar, kirvu nesachem in Midbar. They did, they brought in the Midbar. So they brought in the Midbar. Nothing changed when they came in. Nothing changed. Now they're in Eretz Yisrael. What's the change? There's no change. Amar Abaya says, Hatani. Hatana de Rabbi Shmuel, Mapik me idach Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. What we just learnt in the name of Rabbi Shmuel argues on a different idea that we have, a different memra from the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel, says in a different place, it's an afolk of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel heard, Hovel v'nemru bias Torah stam, since the Torah many times says, Bia, come when you come into Eretz Yisrael, upart lacha chasav be'echad mehen, and in one place, it singles it out. Where's the one place? The one place is by the Melech. When it says, Ki Savo Ala Aret, V'yarishta V'yashafta Ba. It clearly says, you cannot have a Melech before you Yorishid and you dwell there. La'acha Yerusha V'yashiva. Ah, so too, Kol La'acha Yerusha V'yashiva. So too, every time it says it, it applies. Even every time it says Bia coming in, it applies after the first 14 years. V'idach, an Arabi Shmo who didn't learn like that, what does he do with that? What does he do with that pasuk? He says, no, there's one other place where it says that, and therefore it's Shnei Ksuvim Bonke Echad. No, Mishum Dehavi Melech Ubikurim, Melech and Bikurim. What does it say by Bikurim? By Bikurim, it says the pasuk there is V'haya Kisavol Aretz V'yarishta V'yashaftaba. Not one, it's two. You said there's only one place in the Torah we're going to make a mamatzinu. Oh, it says by Melech after 14 years. So to every mitzvah that applies in Eretz Yisrael is after 14 years. It's not true. We have another one. What's the other one? Bikurim. Shnei ksuva b'ol ke'echad. V'chol shnei ksuva b'ol ke'echad e'im alamdin. So I can't learn out. It's only these two. The idach. And what is the one who said you can't learn out from Melech say? He says, nah. You know why I didn't mention Bikurim? Because it's a tzricha, I need them. The ikasav rachmana melech had it only told me melech have to wait 14 years for the ikasav bikurim, and it had not written bikurim. Have been, I would have thought bikurim to come is hani la alter. You have to be bikurim right away. Why? If it's not right away, bring right away. The kasav bikur v'lo kasav melech, had it only written bikur, but not melech, havamin, I would have thought, melech, the darko lichbosh, a melech's got to start conquering, no? He's got to start defeating the Canaan, get him out of the land. La'alta, right away. I would have thought right away, if I were writing the Torah, the minute you come in, appoint the king and stop the wars. What are we waiting 14 years? The idach, and what does the other one say? Lift of Rachmana Melech. It should only have said that by Melech. For lo boy bikur, the bikur would be unnecessary. For not Amina, and I would know it by myself. Umam Melech de lakabosh l'achay Rusha v'yeshiva. For Melech to fight the wars, I have to wait 14 years. So bikurim lo kolshkein. So for sure, bikur I have to wait. The idach, and the other one says that. Now ikas of hachi havamina mida de havi achala. I would have thought it's no different than chala. Chala applied immediately. Kamash malon. That's why I need it. So there's a machlokas and how Rabbi Shmuel learned. Now, I wanted to get to this point, so I saved time. Now, what?
Simple thing. You come into the land, you're not behind the curve until you plant something.
Not behind, I'm sorry, anything.
You're not behind the curve until you start planting something.
I know, because, but they brought stuff with them. We're going to have it tomorrow's dach.
The stuff you're with me, what are you being curved for?
What?
You had it already.
Right. We're going to see tomorrow about the chadash, about that. We'll see tomorrow. I hate your question. It's a good question. Next. So now that I know that if it's a chovas haguf, it applies everywhere in the world. So the Moshe of the Kasev Rachmana got by Shabbos Lomeli. So then why does it say Moshe by Shabbos Taka? Why does it say that? If it applies everywhere. So the Gemara says, Itzrach. So that Dr. Chemina, I might think, Ho'ol v'inyona demoados ksivi, since Par Shabbos is written along with the Moados in Parshas Emor, Tiboy Kiddush, it would have to be done al Kiddush Halavana. I would think that. After all, why on earth is Shabbos in the Parsha of the Moados? It's not a Moed. What's it doing there? I would have thought maybe it is a Moed. Kamash Kimoados, Kimoados. Kamash Milan, not true. What, by the way, why is Taka Shabbos in the Parsha of the Moados? What? So Rashi says, we all know this Rashi. Rashi says that, what does Rashi say? Ma'in Shabbos eats a Mordos. What Shabbos doing in the Parshas Mordos? Lamdacha to teach you Shakal Machalos a Mordos. If you Machal the Mordos, Malanov Kilu Machalos a Shabbos. Vachal Hamakayim is a Mordos, Malanov Kilu Makayim is a Shabbos. That's what it's doing there. What does that mean? So I saw an unbelievable vort last night in the Ortos HaTorah, unbelievable vort. He says, you know, Yontif, we all get so excited. Yontif is, how often does Yontif come? It comes once a year. Mat Pesach, Matzah, we get so excited, we're so enthusiastic about fulfilling the mitzvahs of Sukkot. So enthusiastic. Shabbos is no different. Shabbos should be no different. In our hearts, Shabbos should be no different. It's just a moed, just like the rest of them. Happens to be, it comes more often. So because it comes more often, we're going to be mezalzel it. No, that's what Rashi is coming to say. They're both the same. It's a beautiful vort. It's a beautiful vort about Shabbos. Okay. Moshe of the Kotzer Rechmane Gabi Chelev Adam Lomeli. So why does Moshe of the Chelev and Dam? Chelev and Dam apply everywhere. Not only eat Chelev and not only eat Dam in America. So Yitzchak, I would have thought, yeah. Talking about the Chemina whole Binyana de Carbonos. That's an Inyane Carbonos. Inyane Carbonos. Chelev, Dam. That's about Carbonos, right? We get to Zvachim, you're going to have Dam every daf. About Dam. That's a Carbonos. Ksivi, Bismantika Carbon, Nistar, Chelev, Vidam, Bismantika Carbon, Lo. When there's only when there's karbanos, you have to keep chilav and dam. Maybe I would have thought when there's no karbanos, you don't have to keep chilav and dam. So mitzvah said no heged, tulu yes be karbanos. So therefore, it has to tell me Moshe, wherever you are, it applies. It applies in France, it applies in America, it applies in Antarctica. Moshe of the katzav achmana gavim matzah mar lamali. Why do I need Moshe by matzah and maror? It's necessary. So I would have thought hold the katzav al matzos umorim yochluhu. I would have thought since it says al matzos umorim yochluhu. What does it mean? On what? On the carbon Pesach. Bisman de Pesach in the lekasman Pesach lo. Kamash malon. Absolutely not. Matzah is independent of the carbon Pesach. Maror is the rabbanon. Right. Some take out the word maror, by the way. Some take out the word maror. Be the kasa rachmana gabe tefillin petachamar lamali. So why is tefillin? Why does it say Moshe by tefillin and petachamar? Hahu b'bayalad kiditanid the baby shmol. Also mitzvazu shebeshvilos the kones la'aretz. You're right. It's a reminder. You do this in these mitzvos, tefillin and petachamar. These mitzvos are the vehicle to get back into Eretz Yisrael. That's why they're done everywhere because it's a secret to get back in. Chal, no, it's not Tulu'ez Baretz. Why not? I think we're going to get that. I think it comes up. Okay. Ready? Okay, we have 4 minutes to do the Tosfos Hoel. Listen to this Tosfos. This is unbelievable Tosfos. Ready? The Parshas Baalotcha, it says that by Pesach, look at Rashi. The Rashi of, no, there's no Rashi here. I'm sorry. That, what did we just say? We just said that Rashi quotes that Baalotcha came first. Wait, no, this Rashi. Baalotcha came before Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Baalotcha came before Bamidbar. So why is Baalotcha written in Baalotcha and Bamidbar is written by Bamidbar? Why is it Emuk Tumucha Batorah? Why? Because the Bnei Yisrael never brought the Korban Pesach in the Midbar. So they only brought it one time. When? Year 2. Year 1, they left. Year 2, they brought it. Then they brought it again in year 40. The whole time they didn't bring it. So we don't want to publicize that. So we stuck it in Parshas Baalotcha. We don't want to start off the Sefer like that. Everybody learns the first Parsha, everybody learns. Right? After what they slack off. So we don't want to put that, everyone should know that. So we tucked it away in Parshas Baalotcha. That's what Rashi says. Rashi didn't make that up. He quoted a Sefri. Okay? So it says Tosfos, Parshas Baalotcha al Bechodesh HaRishon. Pirish Rashi. The Parsha Barosh HaSefer lo nemra ad Iyar. Right? The beginning of the Parsha didn't happen until Iyar. L'lam decha she'en mukta mucha batorah. V'lam lo posach b'zu. Why don't we start off with this story? Mipnei shu genuz on shal Yisrael. It's a genuz. Shakala boim shana shal Yisrael b'midbar lo akrivu ela pesach zu b'vad. They only brought one. V'yim tomar lama lo akrivu. So why is that? Why didn't they bring more? Why didn't they do it every year? V'yish lomar the savrolei kitana hacha, because he holds like our tana here. The Yibnei Yisrael held like our tana here. The kol makom shenemar bia ena el la'ach Yerusha v'yeshiva. You can't bring the mitzvahs until you do 14 years. U'pesach nemar bia. And pesach it says bia. So therefore, they couldn't do it in the Midbar. We're not there as well yet. Right, which is why they didn't bring the Korban Pesach. Oh, we're going to get to that. V'im tomar, im kein hechiviu, gam Pesach zeh, gam osa Pesach, shazim be Yeshua, korban shedichu, all right. Tach, they do it in year 2 and in year 40. V'yesh lomar, shazim al piyadibur, Hashem said so. Special thing from Hashem. So v'im tomar, kibbut shebin adin, lo hayo lehem lahasos, maginut hayo lehem. So what was the big deal? They weren't supposed to. They couldn't do it. They have a limud. They have a limud. So Tosfos answers, V'yishlomer d'hainu genusam shenishtanu shenishtalu l'chonis l'oret ad memshana v'nei avon ha-meraglim. Now, it was all their fault it took 40 years. Why? Because they sinned by the meraglim. That's the genus. And that's why it's not mentioned first. L'fikach therefore lo nitztavu v'im ha-yizochin l'chonis l'oret z'miliyad ha-yum mitzuvim miyad. Od Yishlomer, answer number 2, Svirule, kihai, tana d'amar, debiak, kosav gabi tfilin, mashma, ase mitzvizusha, b'shvil tikonis l'oretz. V'chein mashma, bia diksiv gabi pesach. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. So, what's the answer? The Svirule, kihai, tana d'amar, debiak, kosav gabi tfilin, mashma, ase mitzvizu, b'shvil tikonis l'oretz. Right, the pesach is special, and pesach is a vehicle to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. There's a Meshech Chacham about that's why they brought it in year 2 and year 40 after the Egel, and after they had to bring a Korban Pesach to get close to Hashem, and in year 40 after the Benos Moav, they have to bring another Pesach to get close to Hashem after they do big sins. V'yim tam im kein lama lo asu ki im Pesach echad. V'yish lomar, here's his answer. You know why? Because they were all Arelim. Everybody in the Midbar was on Arel, and you can't bring a Korban Pesach if you're an Arel. Why were they Arelim? They were Arelim because they couldn't do the Mila because there was no northerly wind. There was no northerly wind, they couldn't do the Mila. So why couldn't they? Why couldn't they? Because, so then again, it goes back to the Gnus. It's all their fault because they sinned by the Egel. By the Meraglim, took 40 more years, so it's all their fault. Okay? I just wanted to mention three other reasons why they didn't bring the Korban Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. Number one, the Zera Avram. Who's the Zera Avram? Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Right? It was killed by the Nazis in Warsaw. He says, this is an unbelievable vart, he says because there was no Kiddush HaChodesh in the Midbar, so they never knew when Pesach was. That's a wild vart. I mean, it's based on a Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban says, because the din of Pesach for all generations only applied once he went into Eretz Yisrael. And the Machna says, listen to this one, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, that the reason why they couldn't be in Korban Pesach for 40 years was because Korban Pesach is the only korban that you're mechuyev to eat. And at any minute's notice, the Mishkan's going to have to move. They're going to decide the Mishkan has to move. And then it's going to be a problem of not eating in the Makom HaMikdash. Or not being able to do the finished Avodah. So they couldn't do it. It's going to be a piddle problem and a nosher, all these problems. Because the Mishkan's going to move now. The clouds are moving. You have to move. It's a different problem in the gate. You don't have to eat. It's a chiv to eat it. It's a chiyuv to bring it. You want to eat it? Give them to hate. You don't want it? You don't have to. But it pays like you had to eat. So that's the chashash. The chashash was, in the middle of everything, they're going to have to get up and leave, and it's going to become tzatamak wa mitash now. So for that, what about year two? So he says, for some reason, they knew they weren't moving now. So they were able to stay, and they bring that year two, and the rest of the time, they couldn't bring it. And we'll continue tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos. Oh.